Welcome, Coast fans, air conditioners, and inanimate carbon rods. It's Ali and Ant with hashtag
Too Gross Footy Ali.
Yes, sir. Showdown 53, aka Showdown, a throwdown. Anthony.
Oh, what a throwdown.
Do you want me to give you the rundown from the showdown?
Please.
With the throwdown? Okay. AKA the up and about episode. AKA bang on that drum. AKA haters gonna hate. AKA did someone say KFC?
KFC.
AKA it's always April, a full stay down at Alberton. AKA with daylight savings times, we get one whole extra hour to enjoy this. AKA up the mighty Crowies, Anthony.
Yes, sounds bloody beautiful.
Oh, daylight. Speaking of daylight savings, I bet the pair wish they were Cher and they could turn back time.
The pair?
Woo, up and about. Up and
Crows fans about. Are. Not sure about the pair fans.
Oh, yeah, probably fair.
The pair.
Oh, God, this podcast could go on for weeks, Ant.
Could.
Weeks. Could you pass the gin and pear juice, please, Ant? Oh, thanks, mate.
Yeah, do you want some salt, Ali?
Oh, just a pinch, mate, just a pinch. Oh, if you didn't...
Oh, there's so many superlatives and puns, Ali.
Puns are the fun.
Good old Two Crows Footy Podcast.
Hashtag it out. Man, I don't know if you guessed it, we're a little bit up and about,
peeps.
Oh,
we're up and about.
A little bit up and about after that massive win last night.
What a win. Two Crows said last week that the boys are going to play four quarters and...
guess what?
We saluted.
Oh, that's me saluting.
We salute it.
Whew, should we get into it, son?
It was nice. It was a good solid game.
Actually, it was. It's a four-quarter game for both clubs up until that.
It was a slog.
The 11-minute mark of the final.
It was a slog. It was a slog for three and a half quarters. No, it was a great game.
Great game.
It was...
It wasn't just a dow game. It was actually... There was scoring. It was tough. It was hard. It was fierce.
And we just broke them open.
Yeah, like a can.
Really broke them open like a can of sardines.
Oh. Sardines, eh? Okay. Well, we've brought the tone down a bit, so we might as well get on with it.
Yes.
A two-word take, Anthony. I've already preempted and asked Ant this. Wrote it down in my little notebook.
Yes.
Two-word take. Anthony's is deliciousness. You got for two syllables.
It is. Deliciousness.
So that's your two-word take?
That's my two-word take.
My two-word take. Benchmark.
Yep.
And expectation. That's the benchmark.
And were they met?
That's my expectation. No, that game is my benchmark.
That's
and
your
expectation.
Benchmark. That's expectation. That's how you're marking them next.
Absolutely. I
what
expect
they did
that.
In the Port game.
Yep.
The power.
Yeah, the up here.
The power.
Latte Bush Rangers.
That's
my benchmark and
on.
My expectation.
Yeah, no,
now
that's
on.
Fair. That's reasonable. Yeah.
Well, before I go into my big calls, because I've got two. Two huge ones. You go yours.
Well, I know that we don't like using the word hate, but I'm going to probably use it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I am.
Oh,
I am going to use it.
Hate is going to hate.
Because Port fans are salty, but...
they can be salty, yeah.
They're a salty bunch, so they will hate Rankin.
Oh, right. Yes.
They will hate Rankin, like we didn't really like Gray when he was around the ball.
Oh, you mean when he was playing good?
When he was playing good.
Yeah, top of his game.
We used to get a little bit nervous in our seats when Gray would kick goals.
Sphincter control.
It was twitching a lot of the time. But Rankin...
Oh, he's going to be next level above that,
isn't he? Is 100% our Gray. So when Rankin's near the ball, Port fans are going to be worried.
Oh, yeah. I also think he could be better than Gray.
No, he's certainly got that ceiling to get to... Past Gray's career.
Okay, do you want mine?
Yes.
Okay, mine, I've got two. My big call is, I'm going to call it, 2023 is officially the changing of the guard down at AFC.
Oh. Okay.
The new players, have a look at all the best.
No, they're starting to own the club now, aren't they?
All three games, who's been the best players?
No, the kids.
Yeah.
The youth.
Yeah.
The
youth of tomorrow, gang of youth, take your pick. We could be heroes.
It's the Department of Youth, Ali, as Dwayne Russell said.
Yes.
Actually, I didn't mind that.
Do you want my bigger call?
Oh, give me a big
this
call.
This is, I've gone Anthony. Oh. I've gone all Anthony here with my big call.
I'm being a bit more mellow this year.
Oh, well, I've taken over. I've taken over where you've left off.
Because I've had a lot of egg on my face.
Oh, I could have egg and I don't care, but I'm making this call now. I'm going early.
Come on, go.
Riley Thilthorpe will take over as captain when Dawson retires. Boom. Said it. Bookmark it.
Okay.
Anne hasn't heard me say that yet.
No.
So
So why? What?
Just have a look at the footage, and there was something he did, especially at the end of the game, the way he got, and the way he interacted with all the players from all the lines.
Okay.
There was just something in there, and he stood up and he took the game by the throat, and it was big moments, and he got around the team. He was just, there was, you know, when you said there's moments.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was a moment there for me, and okay.
I'll have to go back and watch that footage.
You do that. Anyone.
I'm going to have to go and review it.
You go review the footage and tell me what you think.
I shall.
Let's get into the game.
Let's get into it.
5 minutes in, better get in about it. The first goal moments there, Anthony. Dawson's first quarter effort as captain for his first showdown.
Yep.
Magnificent.
Yes. Concur.
Filthy's over the head special for a 200-centimetre guide. He just, hoik, test his hamstrings.
Was it last year or the year before we had St Kilda up in Cairns?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
But for doing that, and then Dorso again, 75-metre leg break that I still don't understand.
I don't know how that managed to go through as a goal. That was a bit bizarre. That was poor on Port's behalf too.
Yeah, or Peds from the Fiddy.
I know.
In that first
three quarter. Goals Peds kicked. Three goals.
Yeah.
That surprised me. I only thought he kicked two. But it was three in the end.
I think you're probably paying attention to other players, to be fair.
Yeah, true.
He just snuck in.
True. Geez.
The first quarter.
I like him. I like Peds.
That was just the first quarter.
It was just the first
quarter. First quarter goals.
Wait until we get to the last quarter. Then we'll be
dear Lord.
Singing from the rafters.
Oh, it will be. It will be. The golden moment. Oh, yes. And the other one, of course, Rankin's first showdown goal.
Yes.
Actually, got two, I think, in the first. That was a great goal,
the one where he was running into goal.
Yeah.
And put on the afterburners.
Off you go,
beautiful.
Son. Golden moment. And
smoke it.
That's the one. Dawson, as I mentioned, first quarter effort. Hinges, run down and tackle to avoid a certain goal.
Yes.
That's that never give up style of the Adelaide Crows.
Yeah.
Yep. Keep going. Chase him down.
It was a, I'm going to call it, it was a Sarah Allen moment.
Yeah, I saw that get tweeted out.
Did you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, Sarah Allen moment, because I still remember her doing that. That was epic.
Well, she's done that multiple times, though. It just hasn't been
a fluke. It's not her first rodeo, is it?
No, when it comes to that. We like Sarah Allen.
Absolutely love her.
I'm glad she hasn't left us.
No, now we've got her sis back,
too.
Now
we're going to go back to footy.
Yeah, golden moment. Well, it is footy. We're going back to the actual showdown, though. So, the golden moments, Max's ticker. Nearly had it removed through the back of his chest, but
what a
beast! Third game.
He's 19.
But third game.
He went 100% by foot.
Third game. Oh, more ticker than Farley.
Like Big Jim, as they call him, he'd be so proud sitting in those stands because I'm bloody
proud.
How
proud were we? I never met the boy. Oh, Filthy's five.
And you know, I love the energy he gives off.
Like there's just something. But he just does it. A bit Dawson-ish.
Yeah. And future leader, I reckon.
Absolutely. Yeah. To put that next to Ali's big call.
All right, I'll put that in.
Put Max Factor in there. Filthy's five. Naturally, that's got to get a run. Rankin's home because he owns it.
Yes.
He was telling people in case they forgot. He was just pointing and showing it out.
100%. And, you know, he put out on his Instagram that this is our home.
Exactly.
Hashtag we fires one.
Like, hashtag it out.
Couldn't be any more invested, huh?
And the kids are all right, I reckon. Crowe's kids.
Oh, they go all right.
They go all right.
I think even some Power Pair fans are...
Having a look.
Having a
double take.
Yeah, they are. Because even like, you know, yes, we got the dickheads out there, but there are some pretty... They're rare, but they're out there. Some Pair fans that know football.
Oh, absolutely.
They even said that, the Crows are raw, but they're very well structured.
Yep, exactly. There is one I have to mention. Get a Pair mention in here. Oh, Boak.
Yes.
Squibbing the contest in the final quarter against Smithers. I've not seen Boak do that before.
Likewise, I've not seen that either.
And against Smithers, it's not like you come up against a big Texamaco coming at you to hunt a ball out.
He did squib bad, actually.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, and did you... There's, I don't know if you know about this or heard this happening. Miller had joined the Rolling Stones.
What?
Yeah, he's still got moves like Jagger.
Oh, Miller did some beautiful things, didn't he? God, you're on fire tonight. You're on fire.
I'm running on about 3 hours sleep, Anthony.
I think you've still got adrenaline in your body.
I still have.
Miller was back to his best. Those handballs, and to release the handball to get us out in open space. Oh.
He's playing in the right position there, isn't he?
So nice.
It's his position.
He is.
And the way they're pushing up, I absolutely love it. I think
the back six is slowly coming together, but we do need another defender, if I do say myself. We do,
another big toolie up the back there.
But Buttsy. Yeah, he's still a bit shaky, old Buttsy, but...
Just a bit of confidence, he'll be right.
I think he's been a bit not right, his body. But I'm excited about things. I am excited.
Just things.
I can't put a word to it, Adam.
Can't put your finger on it?
No, I can't.
Not without it being
I
can't, illegal.
But I don't know. I just feel like there's something's going to shift.
Oh, I like that.
I think we're going to get on a run.
I'm hoping so. Yeah, everyone's up and about for that. You know me, I'm always that little bit concerned.
I do believe it. Because I wasn't nervous. Yes,
I do believe.
Yes, we were poor against... Well, GWS game we should have won.
Yeah.
We couldn't kick straight against Richmond.
Nah.
So technically we should have won those games, but...
Or at least been a lot...
Or we should be at least 2-1.
Yeah.
At least. Yeah. Particularly that Giants game.
Yeah.
So I'm not concerned. Yes, it's an emotional game.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm bloody excited about this year.
I told you, just there's something about it with these young ones.
I am excited.
There's not going to be every game we're going to win.
Exuberance.
Well, not every, like I said to you, you go to a game and you may not win, but there's going to be something that you see that excites you.
Mm.
Correct?
Mm.
So,
as long as we get into the double figures, that's all tick for me.
Yeah, that's double, really key. Yeah, definitely key.
And our percentage is over 100.
I told you that was my goal. One of my benchmarks is 100% in the getting over 100%.
Then I know that we're on the right track.
Oh, crowbars or prison bars.
Hashtag two crows 40. Oh, Ali, we broke those bars.
Just got a crowbar in there.
We did. Oh, they're a weird mob. They're so weird. They've got identity issues.
They've got a lot, but that doesn't help. It's marketing. Don't worry about it.
No, it's all about money.
Best on ground.
Oh, look.
Controversial.
It was an even contribution.
There was a lot played well.
Yeah, not and even... I think even Nixie said that it was an even contribution.
Well, I'm still going to call it. I'm going to give you my five. I've got top five.
I've got a heap.
Okay, well, I'm going to go...
Let's see if we align
best
here.
On ground, and then I've got honourable mentions.
Okay.
So best on ground, Rankin, yes. Filthy,
yes.
Dawson,
yes.
Laird,
yes.
Rob.
No.
You're just on principle.
No.
His second half was instrumental.
I did acknowledge him because I did go off on Twitter.
You always go off on Twitter.
I did acknowledge him for his second half because he turned that game for us. Yeah. But Lysette was insipid.
Pretty poor, yeah.
And for Rob, it's just being more consistent.
Okay. Well, who have you got for your BOGs? Who have you got?
Oh, well, Rankin.
Yes.
Thilthorpe.
Yes.
Saligo.
Oh, yes. Solly's.
Hinge.
Yes.
Our fitness.
Also. Burjo.
Darren Burgess,
yeah.
Darren Burgess. Yeah. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, there's a stat. I don't know if it's 100% right.
Yeah, I don't know. But geez,
interchanges, allegedly, going by all the stats and the websites we've been on,
mm-hmm.
Port Adelaide had 69 interchanges.
Out of 75,
but we had 37 out of 75. Now, that either hasn't been updated, or I tell you what, we are bloody fit. Something doesn't...
It has to be wrong. If that's accurate, I'm even more rooster with a hoop. Cock a hoop.
I'll be cock a hoop too.
Yeah, absolutely. Two roosters with a
hoop.
Okay. Well, who's your honourable...
I could do a sidebar.
Yeah. Boop! Honourable mentions, go.
Oh, Sloaney.
Oh, yeah, Sloane, yep.
Sloane dog.
Oh, you know me, I'm going to have more than one, so feel free to add some others in there. Sloane
dog. Butts. Murray.
Muzza. Do you want to hear mine?
Yeah.
Spud. Underrated
game.
Oh,
his pressure game was phenomenal.
Obviously Solly, because he's always in there. Max Factor.
Mm.
Jonas? He was one of our better players.
What? The Jonas brothers?
What's his name? The captain of the pair. Yeah. He did
Tommy
well.
Boy.
He did well for us, I thought.
He did, actually.
Peds.
Yeah.
Hingy.
Yeah.
What
about Hingy's rundown tackle?
That's the one. Sloane, for the leadership, especially in
Slime
that...
Slimeball.
Sloane for the leadership in the final quarter. And a player that's not getting
mentioned. He's moving well, all right, you know.
He does his parts.
He does his parts. He's got good. Got a good turn of foot.
Oh, Jesus. You've had to drop that in there. Okay, Muzza, especially that final quarter effort. And here's one that's not mentioned anywhere, but I really love. Go back and watch it, because I know you've watched it more than once, just like I have.
Mm-hmm.
Have a bit of focus on Squiggles.
Oh, yes.
Gallant.
Gallant, yeah.
Gallant, you dickhead. Have a look at Gallant. Have a look at his pressure on and off the ball.
Oh, he did some 1%ers.
Inside the forward, protecting the zone. Kicking accurately.
Yep.
Absolutely spectacular.
He did a lot of team things, just shepherding off the ball,
yep.
allowing the ball to hit the target.
Yep.
Yeah, stuffed him up.
I think he has to stay in for next week.
No, he does.
I'm just putting that out
there. No, I agree. Until Shano comes back.
Now,
couple of cool drinks.
I mentioned Max Factor, or Max
Power. Oh, we love Max.
That is his name. Elbow to the head. In the first minute from Peppa Pig.
Now,
not many people know that.
Are you being a salty umpiring basher?
Not yet. That comes later. he copped an elbow to the head in the first minute from Peppa Pig. No, he didn't get a free kick. Peppa Pig. The head clashed with Rosie, where Rosie fell down like a floppy fish.
He's like Wingard.
He is. And he had that rib cruncher nearly sending his ticker back through the end of his chest from Marshall.
That was shot.
Got assessed for internal injuries, continued to play out the rest of the game.
And still had a smile on his face.
Face.
I love him.
Ticker.
That's
Max's heart.
Rue loves him too. You can hear that.
Even. I don't know what the word is.
16 possessions.
Mm-hmm.
At 100%.
Boom.
100% Crows fans. Like,
if I may be so bold as to chuck that in there.
And he's donning that number 16 well, because Lukey Brown was in that jumper and he was just a quiet achiever too. Got absolutely. The job done.
Yep. Actually, yeah.
But I don't think Michael Annie can be all Australian honours though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Whereas Lukey wasn't acknowledged. He's a bit like Brad Shepherd, Lukey.
But I think that there's certain positions that aren't acknowledged.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, you've got to be a midfielder enough and half the time.
Peppa Pig.
One thing I do want to give who's the boss? Remember who's the boss is the bums on seat specialist.
Oh, Ranks.
Yeah, I couldn't just go one player. It has to be Rankine.
I am.
Filthy's five.
Sometimes I still pinch myself that he's running around for us.
Filthy's five.
Far out.
And an honourable mention to Nixie. Got it right.
He did get it right. Mm-hmm. Last week he didn't.
Yeah, no. But
this week
learning,
did.
Adapting.
Yeah.
Not doing the same thing every week. Yeah. We actually saw a lot of changes. You know, you got Dorso up in the midfield and things like that.
But Dorso...
Talked about that with Nixie.
That's right.
Yep. Threw himself forward.
He instigated that.
But he's showing his leadership skills, his captaincy, by doing that, which I think is absolutely fabulous.
I think he was crucial in that first half, Dorso.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Hands down.
He was crucial. Just his setups, the way he was instructing, all that leadership that, you know, the Crows... Because we're such a young team, we're still developing. And to have him as our leader, who's what, 25?
Just about 26 soon. I tell you what,
I love Dawes.
That is my definition of a dirty weekend.
Oh.
A little bit of R&R with a whole lot of filthy. Still on fire, still lit. Hashtag.
You are on song. Hashtag Tickers for tea.
Oh, my Lord. Up the stats now. Throwing over to you, Sonny Jim.
My stat-arenas.
What have you got some stat-arenas for us that you would like to go through?
Well, I don't really have a lot of stats.
What about some... Now...
Because I don't want to get bogged down in stats, because I feel like it was a team contribution.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
We'll go for the team stats then, because this is a section called...
Well, we didn't win tackle count, but I don't think we had to.
The stats don't lie.
Oh.
So... Okay, well, what about the average game? Because, you know, we've got...
Well, our goal kicking was better than the last 2 weeks. But we should have put them to bed. We should have put them to bed at one point as well.
Mm-hmm.
There are moments where we do let the opposition in it.
Yes. What about the... we were looking at it because there were some comparisons on experience
well, that's
versus
your domain, yes.
Age and everything else like that.
Well, we know that we're the second youngest team and we're certainly really young against Port Adelaide.
Absolutely.
So, the power.
Total players by games. I actually found this stat absolutely fascinating. So... The amount of players on the ground with less than 50 games The pair only had 3 players with less than 50 games. We had 11.
Wow.
Now, tell me, that correct my maths, that's half the team. Yes, under 50 games.
We got 22 players, or 23 players, but 22, yeah.
So out of 11, were that. So the 50 to 99 game mark, now this is where they said their players come into their own. That's where they start developing. That's what you want them to hit. 10 for the pair, 8 for Adelaide. Not too bad. Mm-hmm. Not too bad. Pretty even. Then we go 100 to 149. That is where people really start hitting their correct peak. Yep.
Peak
the pair the had 5. Adelaide Crows.
Donuts.
Donuts. 0.0000. Donuts. 150 or more. 5 for the pair and a 4 for Adelaide.
Yeah, wow. But, so our 4 are what? Laird.
Yep.
Smith.
Tex
Rory. Sloan.
Mm. That didn't take too much work out, did it?
No.
There you go. But and none in that 100 to 149. Well, how many games has Dorso got then? I would have thought he'd...
No, he's only got 80-odd. Dorso.
Wait till this 11 and the 8 start moving.
I know. Comics. I know.
Exciting times, Crows fan. Exciting
I know. It
times.
Is exciting. You're like, actually, that's a bloody good stat, you know.
Oh, thank you. Now you appreciate it. Tackles inside 50, because you don't want to talk about it, but I will. 17 to 10, we finally won tackles inside 50.
We've actually been pretty good at it.
Not tackles inside 50. We did 0.
For this year, we have been good at it. No, honestly, we have. If you go back and look at our last two rounds, we have been good in that space.
Oh, yeah. Better than, I can listen to the podcast and what I've read out the stats and... The,
better than past years.
Well, then that's still pretty poor then. Anything else you want to talk about? Oh, not even after a showdown win, you got to trot that out.
Small sample size, it's only 3 rounds with an extra round.
Absolutely.
Hashtag Two Crows Footy.
Yes. Now, shall I move on to it?
Yeah.
Hashtag get in the bin.
Oh.
The Shockers.
I know exactly who's going into the bin.
Okay, we all know it. Crows fans, if you've watched the game, you know where I'm going first, and you won't be wrong. Scholl.
Yes.
Holding the ball.
Poor Scholl.
Go home, umpire, you're drunk.
What a load of shit that was.
Has the umpire even called?
No.
Had he actually gone off his line number his one? Hadn't blown...
You play to the whistle. That's the rules. You play to the whistles.
So, what was it? 50-metre penalty. Don't even. And I do... I know normally for Healy, I'm not the biggest fan, but one time Jonesy had the ball and he just come out with, oh, you better get rid of the ball. The umpire might ping you just for thinking about playing on. So, even they were cracking in on there. The pair got the rub of the green with a lot of close calls and some weird ones.
Weird ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know what's going on.
We won,
there.
So we won't bang that's on about right. it too much. The pair leadership group I thought was extremely lacking. That's not just cracking them because we won. I didn't see them standing up at critical times.
Have they ever?
Yeah.
They've played in prelims where they get all choked. They choke up.
No, I'm talking about this game though.
No.
Did you see it?
That's Port honesty, Adelaide tradition.
Oh, that's what I forgot. Heritage.
It's all about tradition and heritage.
Peppa Pig was, I reckon, the only one that tried to wear that Guernsey with pride. I don't necessarily like him as a player, but credit where credit's due.
Oh, he did what he could. He should be their captain.
He actually should.
Frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Bloody Two Crows have
called
making
it.
Calls for other pair podcasts.
But... seriously, he was the one. If the Crows fans are saying how much they hate him, he obviously did all right, correct?
Oh, yeah, that's just
exactly
psychology.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Stinkley Spresser. Best listen in 11 years, he'd been banging
go
on.
Go and listen to that bunch of.
Just watch it, it's hilarious.
Spin and deflection.
No, it wasn't even spin, he just looked like he was waiting to go into a boxing ring with Mike Tyson.
What about how we got a little bit fluffed up because someone hit a sore point with him?
When he said about the players trying on the field, about when you've only got a couple of players giving it their all, and then he went, oh, but I mean, it's not like the others weren't trying to play. And I'm like, oh, too late, Ken.
He didn't really know what he...
I can't let the genie out of that bottle, mate.
He didn't really come across like he knew what he was talking about.
But the Crows early picks up the forward line.
Oh, that's right. He was crapping on about our draft picks.
Yeah.
What a wanker.
You know what he should have just led with? Did someone say KFC? That would have been better. a better option.
Did you know KFC is their sponsor?
I did not know.
Far out.
I did not know. Hey, what about old...
I'll tell you what, how good's the Crow social media been?
Oh, it's been fantastic.
Even Kieran, our old media manager.
Yeah, he was jumping in. He was trying in.
with the gif where Kenny goes...
What about here? Poor old Koshy, it's come back to bite him. The call to be patient was rolled out again this week, and I'm wondering if you're getting a bit tired of it. Are you Pear fans? Are you? Because I think he's talking to you.
Koshy.
Oh, just sit down, mate.
Shut up.
All this hate talk. I told you, you and I were not fans of hate, and more hate.
No.
Hate begets violence.
It becomes violent.
Yeah.
And that's what happens with those flogs.
Yeah, some flogs.
Is it becomes violent. It comes out of their mouth.
Because you're promoting it.
Oh, and you know what? I think the best entertainment those Port fans had were those pitch invaders.
They're only kids, apparently.
Yeah, did you see Keezy when he picked up their phones on there to the security guard? Well, actually, first...
Keezy should have put them on eBay.
Well, that's where all those prison bar jumpers are going.
I thought a few of them were in the torrents.
Actually, there was a few scarves getting around.
Yeah. There's a few in there. They get a little bit uptight.
They're eating their own, I tell you. That's the first thing I did after the game.
I'm giving them the knives and forks. I'm just sitting back and watching the show.
I get great satisfaction. That's the only time I visit Big Footy.
Oh, I haven't even done that yet.
I visit Big Footy and I put in Twitter at PAFC.
Just for the lols.
I love it. I love it.
I don't know if you noticed. You follow Two Crows, hashtag Two Crows Footy. You would have noticed I was up and about a bit last night. I only pulled the pin after I rewatched the game.
What time was it?
1:19. And I went, oh, classic. Ching. Better go to bed now.
I called it. Time for some Zeds.
Too awake though, Anthony. So up and about. So up and about. Also, one thing for the media to pay attention to.
What do the media pay?
Frickin' bow and arrow is not Dersma's. It comes from the NBA, the NFL. You watch all the American sports people. Ding!
He copied
it in the first place from them. I mean, it's not unlike Port to try and copy and steal and beg and borrow from other areas.
They're the only ones who think that the first ever lot of people to hold up scarves.
That's a true story. What about the story you were telling me about the Crows fans on the hill singing when the players come out? Tell everyone about that.
Someone stole it from TikTok, and it's these heap of young Crows supporters on the hill. Mm-hmm. And as the power players are coming out on the oval, they're singing, "Good old Collingwood forever." They know how to play the game.
See, and I was confused because of the match just before that one. I was like, man, so did we beat two SANFL teams?
I know. And you know what I bloody love?
And about.
Crows fans and Collingwood fans building an alliance. I love it.
I found my second team.
Oh, look, that'd be my second team for the last 12
months. You didn't call it the other day when I said, who's your second team? And you're like,
I've liked the Pies. I like Craig McRae.
There's more to like now, though, isn't there? It's always more to like now. Especially because it upsets the old lattes.
It pisses them off.
I was going to go there, don't you? Can I mention, out of all the tweets that I've seen and probably sent and forwarded, yes, I am guilty. Apologies to the few Pear fans that follow us. I do sincerely apologise. No, because a couple of them are good people. And I don't want to offend them. They probably won't be listening to this, so...
Who cares?
Exactly. This is a response to the tough day at the office that the old lattes push out.
Stinkly.
I did go out there. Old Stinkly.
Hashtag Stinkly.
And someone replied to them and they went, "Today I had an exam in school. When I was done, I raised my hand and yelled, 'Hinkley!' My teacher smiled and took my paper. She knew I was finished."
Who put that out?
Go on the Pear site and find it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, George, I think it is, something like that. But that won the internet for me. The only thing that would have made this game even better if we'd scored another 2 points.
Yes.
Maybe that would have been too much.
That would have been nice. But what about the sample team, though?
Dude, can I talk like that? Dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, you're so hip.
Oh, I am word.
Oh.
Sean?
Schoenberg, yep.
Did you see that? Shawnee Sean.
Shawnee Sean.
Yeah, Shawnee Sean. All played well, seriously.
I think he might have made a statement.
Actually. Well, he said, they interviewed him after the game.
He just fumbles a bit.
He said, I got instructions to go back and work on specific things. And he said, I think I worked on them.
Yeah, I think he's right.
And so he's like...
Because he kicked two goals and had over 30-plus disposals.
Oh, yeah, he went all right.
He did go all right.
Now, the only thing is there a spot for him? We'll talk about it later. Can he push his way back into the side? Will be the thing. Now, the other thing I want to bring up that I've got a little bit of umbrage with.
Yeah.
Umbrage, Ant.
Yes, tell
umbrage.
Me.
Umbrage. Some of the pair crowd, there's banter. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then there's the absolute abuse and swearing and carrying on at players that surely crosses the line. Like, you saw some of those frothers, mouth breathers going off at Tex when he was near the boundary.
Oh, the home alone freak.
Yeah, those ones. That was, like, they were frothing at the mouth and, like, foaming and everything. It was like they had rabies. That's not acceptable. There's yelling and a bit of banter and say some funny stuff.
They do it all the time.
They were, and filthy they were singing You're a Wanker. And I love the way he just turned around and smiled and right, put his arms out. Oh, the celebrations.
He's a good player, that's
Jones right. Copping it from the boundary
line. Oh, yeah, and then Jones just...
just putting the hand to the ear. Yellow.
I like the way we approached it.
I actually do too. We're finally getting that little bit of give attitude, it back. Instead of just being... Let's be humble.
Let's be humble.
Yeah, let's be the nice boys club. We're going to be like, you know what? We're here. We're taking it. We own it. This is our house.
This is our house.
And you're in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't care.
It's going to be a tough day.
Exactly. Oh, speaking of which, Jones boy.
Oh, he was the tactical impactful. Subs.
Fantasia versus Jones. Thoughts?
Oh, Jones won that.
That smother that led to the ball coming back.
Correct. And then him getting the goal. That's those things. You do those little things, you get the rewards from it.
I have to eat humble crow. I did not have that bigger expectations for him being the sub. I didn't know if he could be that impactful.
No, I didn't think so either.
Because I thought, what are they going to do? Just shimmy him around back? He's not quite the midfielder. He's not quite the forward. Do you see what I mean?
I get that.
But they played him to perfection.
They did. But the thing that I love about Jones is his body work on opposition players. That's what I love. He's got this ability to bump.
Yes, he's got
and
strong
push him
core.
Off the ball.
Strong core.
Yeah, that's what I really rate about him.
Yes.
I still think he can make it.
I hope so.
No, I do. I genuinely hope so. And look, if he doesn't make it with us, I think he can make it with another team.
Oh, he looks pretty invested so far.
Yeah, he does.
This club now, and I loved hearing the words by David King, who's had a change of heart at the moment with the Adelaide Crows.
I will enjoy it.
While it lasts.
Yes.
Because he's actually talked since the Shane McAdam episode seems to have made him gang on a minute. Let's just be fair and reasonable about it.
Well, we know two crows have given our opinion on that bollock. Diabolical bollocks.
And we have to actually wait and see if there's any charges from yesterday's game. Pedler. Pedler and there was three all up. So, yeah, we'll see what happens there.
We'll see what happens there, I guess.
Hopefully not.
You're right.
No, exactly. Now,
yes.
I want you to give me your top three pieces of action during the game. What were the moments that were just your... And I'm hoping that we haven't talked about them yet.
No, we haven't.
But what are your top three moments that just made you go... We're on the right track.
Yeah.
And I'll come back to the Kingies comment in a moment. I want to finish that.
Well, we won centre bounce. We fed handballs forward.
Tick.
And then there was a ground ball. Thilthorpe picked it up. Handball to Pedler. Pedler kicked a goal. In the southern end.
And I'm done.
Oh, that was nice.
How good was that?
That was nice.
Now, it was soon around that play, I think, that Kingy dropped this line, is these players are in Adelaide's next premiership team.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear
and
that.
And I'm like, oh, my God, someone's actually seeing potential in us to reach that level. Have you heard anyone been able to say that about us?
No. Well, and Nixie's all aboard. Not Nixie. Kingy's all aboard the Nixie train.
Who is?
Kingy.
Oh, yeah. That's your next premiership coach. I think he used those words as well.
He
goes,
he's their man. Yeah. He is the man.
Well, I think he's seen the change.
I flip and flop.
Yeah, you do a bit. You're like...
I'm a bit Jacqueline Hyde with him.
You're a bit, yeah.
But I think that's the representation of our team at the moment. Well, we're a bit up and down.
Well, we've seen the Jekyll and the Hyde. Now, what would you call what you saw yesterday?
Well, we had a complete performance, but we had complete performances last year too. So we need to start stringing. We need to start winning games.
Yeah, but it didn't
stringing
take,
them together.
It took us three games to get to four quarters.
Yeah, and that's why I reckon it's going to click.
So that third quarter against Richmond to me was pivotal. We demonstrated that
the third
even,
quarter.
Yeah, the
yes,
third
where
quarter.
We come back from, well, we got within a point of being 45 points.
That was some
down.
Of the best football
oh,
that I've seen them play.
Yeah.
Now, I think
they're capable. Their good is bloody good.
No, as I said, unbeatable, the worst unwatchable last week. But there's just something special about this area that it's, I don't know, it's in the air.
I can feel it in my fingers.
Oh. What are you touching, Anthony?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Well, I would if I'm sitting next to you, mate. Oh, how good. I tell you what, Ant and I have just got a photo up here of the crow singing the song. And all we can see is like Ped's pouring the drink on his own head. He didn't even care. I'm celebrating. Drink straight on top of the head.
What's he got? He's got a yellow Gatorade.
Oh, better be Gatorade. It's not Bear Grylls singing, I promise you.
Have a look at him.
I know, but Rash has got... He, I don't know how many bottles he opened and sprayed over people, but...
Poor Ranks, he's trying to sing the song, but he
Texas
can't sing
Texas getting doused with the squash at the bottle flat. Max Factor. Oh, can there anything else we can mention about Max? Because seriously, Rankine is something special. And
what
I
about
think...
Rankine where he was laying on his backside, gets the handball... Gets it. I don't know.
That's one of the top three.
Who?
He's on the boundary
line. Who was the runner who got the ball up? Was it Scholl or was it Gallant? Oh. I think it was Gallant who kicked it to Murphy.
Line. Yeah, Gallant kicked it to Spudley. That was down the line. Yeah.
Jeez,
yeah.
That was nice.
Told you, Gallant, underrated. Did some nice Rankin. Things.
We're not.
Okay.
You know what? We're not changing for Rankin. We are.
Do you want to know my a small call?
Okay, you're making it.
No, this is a small
this
call.
Is a, you're taking
small
a little bit out.
Only a tiny bit because I don't think it's too much of a stretch.
Okay.
And this is going to be weird, but that was not Rankine's best game for us.
Oh, shit, no.
He's got... That was a good game for Rankin, but I think his ceiling goes far higher than that. That's when you compared him to Robbie Gray. Robbie Gray was good, and he was great-ish.
Rankin has the ability
to be
kick,
above that.
Oh, well, I'm going to make a big call.
You're going to go AA?
Rankin could have the ability...
Here we go.
...to kick 10 goals in a game. If the supply is good.
Yes. No, I'd go that. I reckon you'll get to 8.
Because he has this weird ability, as we said in our podcast a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
This weird ability to make that ball talk.
That one in the final quarter where he just crept off the ground and it's on his boot and then threw the goals. And with distance, it wasn't just a dribble.
It's all instinctual.
Yeah.
Oh.
Him? Okay, Crows fans.
Draw
close, Crows fans. Draw close. In your mind's eye, draw some set of goals. Okay? Draw a 50-meter arc and put a big smiley face on it because that's us. That forward 50, just we're going to go... Couple years into the future.
We've still got Welsh to add there.
You didn't let me finish. We're going a couple years into the future.
Uh-huh.
So it's sad, but Tex is retired.
Yeah, Tex. Yeah.
He isn't a robot, so he will have to retire at some stage. But let me just rattle this off for you. So you got Fogg.
Yeah.
You've got Filthy.
Yeah.
You've got Ranks.
Yeah.
You've got Rash. Yeah?
Yeah.
Who else am I missing in there?
Oh, well...
And then we're going to have Welsh, Tyler Welsh.
Yep.
Father and son, 2024 draft. That's why I want to get rid of my first round picks for next year, bring him back to this year, because I just want second round picks. He's going first round.
He's going
first. He'll go first round. So Welsh, Fogg, Filthy, Ranks, Rash.
McAdam. He'll still be going.
He possibly could be. Yeah, he started football later. So, yeah, I'm going to give him every opportunity, Anthony, to prove his mettle.
And we've also got Nankervis, who hasn't come on the scene yet.
Yep. But you've got to remember, Ranks and Rash also will go up into the forward line. Mm. Into the midfield, sorry. How much did you like Rash? Now, we haven't even waxed lyrical about Rash much yet, so let's do that. Apart from celebrations, because I love it.
Nice seeing his dad in the background of that photo too.
It is. Ant's pointing him out to me. He goes, have a look, that's Rash's dad. And he's singing the song too with the boys. You got to be happy with that, don't you?
Yeah, they're invested. They're invested.
What about some of his gameplay?
And I think Duda's invested, FYI.
Yeah, definitely. His retweet of the game
saying, I think he will stay.
Shit, I love beating this team. Props, dudes. Hashtag Two Crows Footy. Props for that. Rash's game. What's some of the things you like that he did, apart from some of his goal kicking? Because everyone focuses on the scoreboard at the end of the day.
He's just clean.
Where else did you see that, though? What else?
Well, he picked the ball up clean and ran through the guts and delivered it to, I think it was to Peds.
His delivery, his pickup, he's not afraid to take
them. His ground ball gets are fantastic.
The ground ball gets were fabulous.
Like, we beat Port in 22 contested. That in the last 2 weeks, they've lost that by 74 combined.
Wow. Well, ground ball gets in the forward 50. And this was into the fourth quarter. The pair were sitting on 8 and we were already on 18.
Shit.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
But now we've got the players. Like, Filthy, seriously, you might as well count him as a small forward because he can just grab the ball off the ground.
What about how we just picked up the fumble from Jones and...
point now. Gave him the point. His foibles.
Gave him the finger.
Yeah. Well, as in pointing people, he wasn't rude. He was a very polite young man. But he did point. I think he pointed and went...
No, good old Philly.
Rashy, yeah, up the ground, around the ball.
It was a filthy night for him, wasn't it? For Port.
Good.
Adelaide.
Pair. Rory Sloan. Tex was injured early in the first quarter.
People said but Tex still did good. Still did some good things.
He did some great things.
Got that 50-metre penalty from...
Perfect.
What's his name? Finlayson.
He was just... Tex sucked him into that. But, oh well.
Oh, well, he fought for it, didn't he?
Exactly. And I still like some of Soligo's forward handball motions, taking on traffic. You know I love Solly. I'm going to have to bring him up.
Well, he kicked a great goal.
Oh, that
Nixie
play on.
Loves him too. Nixie always mentions
him. Well, he's just the tell him what to do and go, and off he doesn't.
Yeah.
Off he goes and does it.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, and I don't know. I'm just excited. Where do you rank that game?
Where do I rank it?
In showdowns. In showdowns.
Well, I read we've got some great showdowns. A weird stat, and I don't know how true this is.
Let's just make it up then.
But apparently that fourth quarter for us was the worst quarter for Port when they've played us in 14 years.
Nice.
I don't know how true that is. I just read it on Twitter.
No, Twitter's never
wrong. Do you take it as gospel?
Well, it's not a stat. Why would someone make that up?
Yeah, and I don't know. I can't remember who did it. Put it out. I could probably find it if I wanted to.
But you don't.
But I can't be bothered.
Best ever showdowns. I had to go top five, and there could even be others, but they're going back in the annals now, and it makes it a bit harder. But one of the top five.
Showdown 53
is definitely in there. This was a great game, and because not just because we come from behind, but the fact is we
had a game.
It was a great game, like both sides.
Yeah.
It went hard right to the end, and then that 10 minutes we broke it open and deserved the win. Like, there was no one that could dispute that we won that game. Do you know what I mean? When it's like one kick in it, you only won because of this.
Yeah.
We won that game.
We did win it. That's right.
The 2005 final pantsing.
Oh.
And again, they were all up with their hate and bravado.
Chad Corn started it that year too.
Jumping on the fence. And... That's exactly how he sounds. Coincidentally enough, word for word. that in there, obviously the Phil Walsh Memorial game.
Oh, yeah.
The win
That's
there.
That's up there for sure.
The big comeback started by Mark Rusciuto.
Oh, yes.
Can't remember the year, but that was fantastic. Dorso's after the siren has to be up there as one of the all-time best ever finishes. And last night.
Yeah. No.
Does that sound fair? Can't There's dispute been some great
that
games. One.
Can't dispute that at all.
Well, I'm glad you can't because I don't want to argue with you over it.
Very good. good.
Hey, look.
I'm not in an argumentative mood.
Oh, no, I'm a little bit happy. We've already had a couple of GTs. Well, actually, not Jen and Ted. They're little showdowns. I'll call them showdowns. What it is, people, is you get a shot of Crow's Gin, some cloudy pear juice with a pinch of salt, and that is a showdown. And then you just give a little mix. And then you have a little drink.
And put it down the hatch. Beautiful.
And that is a showdown special.
That's a showdown
special. Two Crows showdown drink.
Special.
Oh.
Nice. Nice. I'll tell you what. I'm so glad we've got a win in the column.
Oh, yeah. By the way, that's our first win of the season. Maybe that adds a little bit of extra spice.
And it's my birthday next Saturday, so we freaking better win against the Dockers.
I'll take this win. This is more important. We're with every chance. Oh, well, now can we back it up? Now what happens is after this, not right now, keep celebrating, but after this, there'll be the whole, now we've got to continue and go on with it. You can't just win the showdown and then fall off your bike.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
No.
You got to keep on with it.
You got to keep
going. Speaking of which, what about the team for next week, Anthony? How tough does this get? Well, McAdam's back
in what, round 5?
So he can't play, so I'm take him off.
I'm going unchanged.
Who's in and out? Really?
Yeah, I'm backing this team in.
Back him in. What if Tex is injured?
Oh, well.
Who comes in for Tex?
I'd go small. I'd go small against the Dockers because they've got quite a tall defence.
Okay, so I'd exploit them that way. Okay, so who would you bring in?
A debutante.
Tariq? Who?
Taylor.
That's four for a forward.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't play forward. He's a midfielder.
He's good forward.
Okay, so you want to bring in a midfielder, essentially, to take that part.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I don't think that quite will happen. Well, if Fogg is okay to play, he takes Tex's spot. If Tex, there's a lot of ifs and buts. If Tex isn't injured, he stays, correct? Yes,
correct.
If Fogg is fit, who does he displace in the team then? Ooh. Squiggs.
Gallant.
No, Squiggs had a fantastic game. I wouldn't chuck him out on that. It might happen, but
I'm going with the facts here, and I'm saying that Gallant's out.
I don't like you. Could,
yeah, no, I think Gallant,
could Fogg Gallant push Tex out, or would that lack leadership void hurt?
I still believe this is a year where Tex won't play all games, so there is a real possibility that that will happen.
Correct, Amondo. So... Okay, so you've gone Taylor, somebody. I'm thinking who else would come in.
Well, the sample team did really well.
They did, but Himmelberg didn't light it up.
No.
I'm not bringing him back in. I'm going to leave Gallant in over him at the moment.
I'm not bringing Himmelberg back in. And at the moment.
My other thought was that Filthy actually plays better when he's just forward and ruck. I think Himmelberg not there doesn't actually, we don't lose anything in ruck.
Yeah.
Because Tex can do the forward if he's playing. If he's not, then maybe team balance.
Team balance,
you might have to look at something. Berry, if injured. So then I thought you could go with Taylor or Schomburg comes in.
Yeah.
Or Matt Crouch they may look at.
Yeah.
But against Frio?
The way to go.
Yeah. Who would you pick for your mids to go with them? I think...
Well, their mids are a bit... They're a bit off the ball at the moment.
Yeah, I know, but once they're up and about, will Crouchy be able to catch them? Because they've got some
Matt
young...
Matt Crouch?
Yeah.
Oh,
so would you bring in Shawnee, or do you need some experience and leadership on the ground like Crouch? It's not as easy as it sounds. If they're not injured, then it's easy. No, see, this is why
I'm going unchanged, because I don't think...
Just because it's easier.
Tex will get up.
Okay. Bez?
Unless Bez the high-performance team... Was he?
His what calf happened? Or something, I think. His calf.
Oh, okay.
So it depends.
Well, then you bring in Schomburg, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. But would you bring in two middies? And then, or does Jones come into the team and...
Well, he deserves his spot after that, 40 minutes, or not even.
Yeah.
35 minutes to play.
Okay, so...
I think we're overcomplicating things here.
Well, no, there is a lot of ifs and maybes because it depends if Tex is fit or not, if Fogg's ready to play.
Mm.
That changes a lot for our forward line.
Yeah, it does.
It's absolutely a huge.
Yeah.
So,
it's interesting.
I'm just making it up, Anthony.
I don't know. But right now...
You just want to enjoy the win.
I just want to enjoy the win.
Get the rubber-dub-dub.
And I think we go again against the Freo Dockers. I do believe that.
Yes, and I think now it'll be next man up. This is what I want it to get to. Doesn't matter who's
plug
out.
Plug and play.
Next man up. Yep, plug and play, and it's the system that keeps you in. Yeah, it's
correct. Oh, correct.
Did you like how I dropped that out?
Oh, I did. It would just come it's right magical. Off the tongue.
Rolled off the tongue like so, jello.
So nice. More, it'd come off your tongue more than Nigella's tiramisu.
Oh, well, I'll take that as a compliment. Oh, well, I suppose... The week is nearly over, so
it's nearly over.
Wrap up the potty.
We better wrap it up, but how good is it to beat those Bush Rangers?
Seriously.
Actually, they're not really full of Bush Rangers anymore, are they?
They're not. They're just full of...
A lot of downhill skiers.
They go to Aspen because they get some downhill skiing done. That's where they go on their holidays to practice. Oh, they're so... Did you know that?
I just can't believe how much they eat their own, though.
Oh, we do that too, to be fair. But it's funny at the moment because it's not us.
Yeah, but they're mean. Like they're mean.
You haven't seen some of the Crows fans. Come on. Oh, but just enjoy
it. It's a football.
Just enjoy
it. It's very, it gets you very look, emotional.
If you want to laugh,
how many people were at that game? 49,000 or something?
Yeah, 48 and something. So, you know.
There would have been 20,000 Crows supporters there.
There was a fair few there indeed. A lot more than I expected, to be honest.
Definitely. I heard them in the crowd through the telly. Oh, effects.
Yes, that was pretty good, wasn't it? Yeah,
that was good.
Oh, well, okay then. So if there's nothing else then we can add here, we can just go off and continue with our little
showdown gyms.
Yes, we shall indeed. For all Crows fans, I hope you had a magnificent, wonderful weekend. The sun is shining. The Crows
it's
are out
It's been a beautiful
about.
Day, actually.
It has.
The Crows, they've been in my neighbourhood.
They have.
The big black Crows.
I did see the big black ones with the blue eyes when we were driving around yesterday. Yeah. And I thought, is it a sign? And then I just was getting too scared that maybe it wasn't.
Yes.
So, but anyway, we'll wrap it up. We've had a great time,
Crowies. We've had a brilliant time. Go the Crowies. Hashtag two Crows footy.
Hashtag it out. Okay, well, it's good.
Of South Australia, we're the mighty Adelaide Crows.
It's a good night for me.
And it's a good night from her.
Night, Crows fans.
Bye.
Brought to you by Two Crows.